John 10, 2 and 3. I don't look for these scriptures. I just read them and I run across them and then I get in trouble. Jesus is talking about the sheep and the shepherd. And I want to share something. This is powerful. And in the book, when David is running toward Goliath, he's running toward him. He's going to take him down. He reaches into the brook and he picks up 5 stones. God's gift to us of the fivefold ministry: apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. What does he do with those 5 stones? You got to listen to this. He puts them in a shepherd's purse. That's you and I. He's putting the heart of the shepherd in the fivefold ministry. You got to have a love for God's people to minister to God's people, right? And God has called everyone in this room to powerful ministrations of the Spirit. There's no such thing as pew sitters, couch sitters. God has called you to be an extension, a magnificent expression in the uniqueness of your own being to bear his heart to his own. It's a high call. And even more than a high call, it's a low call. It's a call to the lowliness of being able to express him. So John says here, to him, I'm just taking this one verse. Well, we'll read 2 and 3, this is it. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth. Jesus says later on, he's the porter. And the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. Here is the problem we have today. The shepherds try to keep the sheep in the sheepfold. God's purpose is to lead them out into their own expressions, where they take their light, their love, and the wonder of Christ in them out into the world. He isn't here to keep you in a sheepfold. The true shepherd leads his sheep out. You got to see, Jesus said, I'm sending you into the world. I'm sending you out amongst wolves. You're going to be like sheep among wolves. But take my light, take my glory, take the passion of the heart of Christ, and go out and be a light in the world where you are. He may send you to Ethiopia, he may send you to India, he may even send you to Jaffa. But don't sit in the sheepfold. Lead people out into their own heart, their own expression. You know what the Dead Sea is? The Dead Sea is a place where rivers flow in and nothing flows out. It dies in its own salt. It dies in its own self. The living rivers and waters that Christ pours into you is not to hold on to, but to let those waters flow into the lives around you. We've got to break this sheepfold mentality. If the people of God are not rising up and going out into the world, ministry has failed in its purpose. Don't fail in the purposes that God has put in you. Don't become something that receives and receives and receives and never gives. That's death. That's spiritual death. I got all kinds of friends of mine that have settled for something. Their vision grows dim. The love is no longer beating for the life of another. The altar has no fire. The altar has no sacrifice. God goes, this isn't my heart. Recognize what you've been called to. And God is going to send each one of you out. He's already at work. Isn't it good? Isn't it? I mean, I just go, this is God's purpose. I read one story of George Bevington. I'll close with this. George Bevington, he had a bad heart. And God, through a series of events, said, I'm going to be your healer. And he's on his way to a meeting, and he has a heart attack. And the heart attack is so severe, he's losing his vision. He can't see anymore. And these two kids are carrying him. They're going, we got to go to a doctor. He says, nope. We're going to a meeting. God's my healer. He took God at his word. And he's just about dead. And the closer they got to the meeting, his vision started returning. And he got to the meeting, the glory of God fell. And out of that one meeting, five people went out all over the world. God sent them out from his presence. There's no Bible schools in this. These were men and women that encountered God. And the love of God said, I'm sending you here, I'm sending you here. Look for God to move in your heart. Look for him to be in you the light of the world, the water of the world, the bread of life. It'll cost you, but it's a pretty small price to pay. For the joy. What does it say? Jesus endured the cross. Why? For the joy that was set before. And I just really touched today by the step of reconciliation. That's Christ moving in a life. Let that spur us all on. And you know what? There's cost in it. There's humility in it. You got to throw a little bit of pride away to seek reconciliation. You got to give up a right to your wrong. Someone wronged me. I got to give up my right to that. But in so doing, I find him. Oh, it's worth it all. Lord, I lift up everyone in this room. Lord. We pray, oh God, that you would so move in our hearts. That you would so infiltrate every corner of our hearts, Lord, that we become wholly yours. We pray for the sending forth of these precious lives here, Lord. We pray that you'd so fill them with the love of you, the power of you, and the desire of you to do the Father's will, Lord. Blow upon the coals of their heart and cause them to make a difference in this world. Be with each one of them in their circumstances and their personal lives, Lord, that they may walk in the power of knowing you. Bless them and thank you for the opportunity we had today. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right. Thank you.